So, Halakhim, sweetest friends, we have the singular merit of learning about the Kos Chamishi. What? The Kos Chamishi? They're only Arvakosas? We thought they were only Arvakosas. However, the Rambam writes in the 8th paragraph of Chometz Matzah, Halacha Yud, the Yeshlo Limzo Kos Chamishi, you have to pour a fifth cup. That on Leil Seder you have a fifth cup, not only four. V'lomar alav halagodol, and then say halagodol, the 136th parak of Tehillim from Hodu Lashem Kito until Al Naroz Bov. And the Rambam concludes, fear dois, v'kos zeh, eino chova kimo arba'a kosot. And this fifth kos is not obligatory like the first four kosos. So we see now an Indian in the Rambam of the fifth coast. What's the makor of this fifth coast? A braisa on Ayvei Pesachim, according to the Gears of the Gaonim, and Kuf Yud Ches at the beginning of Amud Aleph. Chamish Yomar Lav Hala Gadol Dibur Rebbe Tarfon. This was the Gears of the Gaonim, the Gears of the Rif. The Rambam also learned this way. The Rashbam didn't have this. But we see in some Gears of that on the fifth cup you say Hala Gadol. That's the opinion of Rebbe Tarfon. So we have now the Rambam who passed into this fifth coast, and now we have a source in the Gemara, there's a Gears in the Gemara, that there's a fifth coast that you say, how am I going on this fifth coast? Comes along Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, and he says that from here you see that you're now allowed to drink after the Arvakosas. Why? Because if you're allowed to, why do you have to say, how am I going on the fifth coast? It must be because you're now allowed to drink. But if you want to drink, Ratz Elishos, you have to say something on the fifth coast like you do on the earlier ones. You have to say some Inyan of Halel, an Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And otherwise you're not allowed to drink. So from Rabbeinu Manoach we see that he learns in the Rambam that the fifth coast is an Inyan of Rishus. That when the Rambam writes the Yesh Lo Limzog, he's giving us a head there. And therefore Rabbeinu Manoach writes Imrotz Elishos. Like the sheet of numerous Gaonim, by the way, if you want to look more into this fifth coast, you can look in the Haggadah Shleim of Rav Kasher, discusses it. And for an earlier source, the Tur, Siman Tov Pei Aleph and the Beis Yosef. So the sheet of a number of Gaonim is that this fifth coast is Mamash Rishus, and it's in Gatzin Talui in the person's Ratzin. Completely up to the person. That's the Rabbeinu Manoach learns. The only problem is that this understanding of Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rambam isn't so smooth. Why? Because the Rambam says that this fifth coast is Eino Chova Kamar Arba Kosas. It isn't an obligation like the four coasts. So it's mentioned that it is an obligation, just not as strong as the four coasts, but it's not completely a rishus. So therefore it's very hard to say that it's completely a rishus, because the Rambam says it's not a Chova like the Arba Kosas. The Rambam wanted to say it's a Rishus, he would have told us. The Ran learns that according to the Rambam it's a mitzvah min a mufchar. However, the Rambam doesn't say that either. It's not mamash a mitzvah. It says v'yesh lo limzo. Kos hamishi v'lo malam halil. V'kos zeh ino chobot marva kosas. Again, it's hard to say in the Lashon of the Rambam that it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. Where does the Rambam tell us that? So, what then is the pshat in the Rambam in this fifth coast? What's the gather of this fifth coast? So in order to better understand, we will go to the Sefer Likutei Sichos, volume number 27, on page 49. We have Mimidayik in the Rambam. Then I'll get a Dalit Kosos to Rambam Paskins that every one of these Kosos, you make a separate bracha, and you say something on every one of the Kosos. And then you drink, and the first Kos, you say Bore Paragafa and Kiddush, you drink. Second Kos, also, you say these over the second Kos, say Bore Paragafa and you drink. Third Kos, Birkas HaMazon, then you drink. Fourth coast, Again, say break with a dolphin, and then nothing after it. After the fourth coast, it's finished. By the coast Chamishi, like the Rambam, V'yeshlo limzo coast Chamishi belomar on Haragadol. You pour the coast Chamishi, you say Haragadol, Hodi Hashem Kito. But he doesn't conclude Mevarech Bar Bar Gavim Mishosim, like in the other ones. So we know that you have to be very medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam. So it's understood that that's exactly what the Rambam's teaching us. That you don't drink the fifth kos. You pour it, and you say, Halal Gadol. And that's what the Rambam says. That afterwards you pour the fourth kos. Gomer Alam is a Halal. You say, great prayer, Gafen. And then after the fourth kos, you don't taste anything the whole night except for water. Is the Pasha, is the Rambam, the Tehna, the Amzeh, the Varev, Nizog and Hefak Mizetz. Pasha, that after this, the Rambam isn't going to say the opposite. Say, now you're drinking the fifth coast. He just said, right before that, that you're not, after the fourth coast, you're not allowed to drink. So it's clear then that you're not drinking the fifth coast. So what's this all about? So, the following, we can say the following explanation. The Rambam learns, like those days, the Balaam Or, that explained that Rabbi Tarfon, who says that there's a fifth coast, is arguing with Awatana, who holds there's only four? According to that, and we should obviously paskin like Awatana, and you're only chayv in Arbakosis? On the other hand, we find that the Gemara discusses the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon. Says, Meheichon Halal Gadol. But from where in fact do you say this Halal Gadol? And from that it's national. That Rabbi Tarfon is not halacha, otherwise the Gemara wouldn't go into discussion about it. Launch into a discussion. So, vi zomen zich firin befoil. What should we do, the Maisa? On one hand, the Mashmos is not like that Rabbi Tarfon argues about Tana. Our Tana holds four, he holds five, it's a machlokes. On the other hand, the Gemara, and therefore he's not halacha, we'll follow our Tana four. On the other hand, the Gemara discusses it, it's Mashma five. So what should we do? So maybe we should be machmir and drink a fifth kos like Rabbi Tarfon. However, that we can't do because according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to drink after the fourth kos. So it's not a chumrah; it'll end up being a kula. So what's the Rambam deciding? The Yeshua Limzo kos chamishi. Pour it. Don't drink it. Pour it. Don't drink it. And therefore, you have both things. You're only drinking four koses, and you're pouring a fifth kos to the Yosei Das Rabbeinu Tam. Choyro, what do you have from just pouring a fifth kos if you're not drinking it? However, we have something like that. When you eat a su'ud on Erev Shabbos, and then it continues into Shabbos, Lekamadeus, you say Birkas Hamazon on a coast. But then, you don't drink from that coast until after Kiddush. You can look in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Hayim, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sivot, Ramah of the Shabbos, Terekof Tess, Alav Yud Gimel. So you see, there's an meaning of saying something just on the coast. Val Derek Zeh, the same way, we can say in the coast of Leil Pesach, we really find two inyanim in the coast of Leil Pesach. We find the shtiyas hakosos that you're drinking. And we also find that the chachamim were mitaken that you should say on every one of the four coasts, you should say something. And therefore, the Rambam says, okay, be seder. Pour the fifth coast. Say halal gadol. But don't drink it. And therefore, you'll be yosei das rabbeinu tam. The inyan zeh, at least that you're saying something on the fourth coast. On the fifth coast, even though they're actually drinking it, and we find in halacha there's an inyan to say something, even if you don't drink it, like we find on Shabbos, and like we find in the Haggadah and Leil Seder, that there's an inyan to say something over the Arba Kosos.
We can possibly say further that the Rambam learns, like a number of Mefarshim, look in the Ram and the Chamos and the Raivit, that Rabbeinu Tam is in argument with the Tana Kama, that he agrees the mitzvahs are Kosos, and the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, did I say Rabbeinu Tarfon? That Rabbeinu Tarfon, who says is a Kos Chamishi, is not arguing with the first with the Tana Kama, who says they're only Kosos. And he himself says that when you Chamishi Omer Rabbi Halak Gadol, he doesn't mean to drink it. He just means to pour it. So originally we said maybe the Rambam learns that Rabbeinu Tam is arguing with the Tana Kama, and the Tana Kama says four and he says five, so the Rambam makes a pshar and he says pour the fifth and at least say something over the fifth kos halagot to be Makayim somewhat of Rabbeinu Tam. And now we're saying, no, maybe even better. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam doesn't even argue with the Tana Kama. And they're really saying the same. He holds that yes, even the fifth kos you don't drink. It's not that by not drinking the fifth kos we're making some sort of compromise. No! By not drinking the fifth kos we're doing exactly what Rabbi Tarfon wanted us to do. And it's not even a machlokes. From the Tana Kama we learned the first four koses. And from Rabbi Tarfon we learned the fifth kos. And Rabbi Tarfon learns that the fifth kos isn't drunk. And this kos chamishi, it makes sense that it will be different than the first four koses, because it's a different chetz shel mitzvah. About the first four koses, the Gemara says that the first all other koses takinu rabban tiknu rabban and derech chayus. The rabbi said to drink them derech chayus. Everyone now a day mitzvah. We do a mitzvah with each one, like the Rambam says. Every kos gets its own bracha. And every kos you read something. First kos is Kiddush. The second kos is Agada. The third kos is Birkas Hamazon. The fourth kos you finish Halal and you say Birkas Hashir. So, therefore you can say that Odas HaRambam, every one of the four kosos is on one end of Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo. However, there's a common denominator. A, you drink a Derech Chayrus. And then you do a mitzvah, you say something about it. You say something, whether it's Da'agad or Kiddush. Mashenkin, the Kos Chamishi, doesn't have the same gather as the four koses. You don't drink it. And it's not the same type of amira that you have over the first four koses. There's no bracha over each one of the first four koses. So there's your Chosen B'bracha. But not the fifth kos. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Parakles, he talks about the bracha Kiddush, and then the second kos, he talks about the bracha on Halacha Hey, Parakles Halacha Hey, and kos Gimel, kos Dal, and Halacha Yud. So in the all four kosos, he's chosen bebracha. But Chamishi, there's no bracha. And you can even say that the fifth kos, that you say a halal gadol until amar was bodol, it's a halal gadol that you were able to be mekayim the first four koses. And b'chlal, it's a hodah, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were able to be mekayim mitzvah halayla. So we see that there's a fundamental difference between kos chamishi and the first four. The first four, your chosen b'vracha, and the drink. And the fifth kos, no bracha, no drink. So it has a completely different gather, and it could be Rabbi Tarfon even agrees that the fifth kos isn't supposed to be drunk, and that's where the Rambam's paskening. And now we can understand the lashon of the Rambam, v'yeshlo limzo kos chamishi. V'yeshlo limzo. If it was a mitzvah min hamufchar, the Rambam would have said it's a mitzvah min hamufchar. What's the idea of a mitzvah min hamufchar? A mitzvah min hamufchar is when you enhance a mitzvah. Here it's not pshat, you're not enhancing any mitzvah. Because the fifth kos isn't building itself under Arba Kosos. It's a completely different gather. Mitzvah Namukha, like we find by Yerchanah, Gama Hadar Es HaMitzvah. You enhance, you beautify the mitzvah. And it talks about in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yerchanah, how you're enhancing the mitzvah by writing more. But here, it's not that Namukha, because the fifth kos isn't enhancing the first four. And therefore the Rambam doesn't say a Lashon of enhancing a mitzvah. What does the Rambam say? It says, V'yesh Olim Zokos Chamishi. And therefore the Rambam says that this isn't a chola like the Arabic kosos. It's a different gather than the Arabic kosos. Now some say that this kos chamishi is the same as the kos of Eliyahu. Because Eliyahu is going to come, you pour it. And then we don't have we don't know whether we pass him like this kos chamishi. So this kos chamishi is called the kos shel Eliyahu because Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us if we really are chayav in this kos chamishi. That's what it says in the Sefer Tameh HaMinhagim. However, it doesn't really seem that way from the Mefarshim. For example, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Siman Tov Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, which is the Psak of the Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, Tov Pei Aleph, that after the Dalet Kosos, no Mokol Yisrael Midoros HaRishonim Shelo L'Shtos Yayin, don't you istinus you should talk about lishtos. The minig is not to drink wine unless you're an istinus or you really want to drink. And if you really, really need to, then you can drink this fifth kos and say halagadol nishmas yishtava. So that's when the Shulchan Aruch HaRav talks about the Kos Chamishi. And in another simen, in Sif Katan Vav, in Simen Tav Pei, Sif Hei, completely different simen earlier, there he says, V'noachim v'medinos elu limzo kos echad yosef me'am esubin. V'karnotso kos shalayo anavim. So you see clearly the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Halknish, and also many Mefarshim don't hold that the Kos Shel Eliyahu and the Kos Chamishi is the same thing. They're mentioned in two different simanim, and they also have two different shemos. One is Kos Shel Eliyahu and one is Kos Chamishi. And they also have different dinim. Lishtos Kos Chamishi you're allowed to if you really need to. You're an istinus, and then you have to say halagado. Mashenken Koshel Eliyahu. Noachim Medino Seiru. It doesn't say Yesh Laha. It doesn't say Lahatir. You're looking for a heter. That's the Kos Chamishi to drink. But Noachim Medino Seiru. Not only that, the biggest chiluk is that it says that we're Mose Kos Echad Yosef Me'am Esuvin. That the Koshel Eliyahu is shayach to all the mesubim. It's one kos for everybody. Mashen came the kos chamishi. It's a heter for everybody. Everybody can take, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it's a heter. Everybody can take this kos chamishi. Not just one for everybody. So it's also understood from this, you know, Gael up to the Rambam and his sheet on the kos chamishi. So we hold it's not stam a heter, the yeshua, that it's a chova, just not a chova like the abrikosis. So this is going to be different than the Kos Shel Eliyahu. It's for each and every one. So that's all a possible mahalach in this Kos Chamishi. That this Kos Chamishi is different than the Kos Shel Eliyahu. This Kos Chamishi is what Rabbi Tarfon wants us to say, the halagado, and not to drink, and it's a different gather than the Arabic Kosos. And according to the Rambam, it's not supposed to be drunk, and then it's not even a machlokas in the Gemara, and that's all the halach of the Kos Chamishi. In Pnimius and Yonim, it could be that the pshat is, we know that the Zman Hazeh, we're not knowing Kos Chamishi, and we are knowing Kos Shel Eliyahu. What's the idea? The idea is that the Kos Shel Eliyahu, we're coming towards Mashiach's time. So we're closer to Mashiach than we've ever been. We know that in the schus of the, we believe that some people say Eliyahu HaNavi actually comes to the Seder, or that we believe eventually he's going to come. But in the schus of our Amunah, we can bring the Mashiach. That's the Kos Shel Eliyahu. Kos Chamishi we're not knowing anymore today, because Kos Chamishi is after the four koses. You have the fifth, and that's even though it's a Rishi, even though it's not a chova like the first four. But sometimes you see something that's not a chova is even higher than a chova. It's hecher. It's above a chovah. So after you've done the avodah of the four kosos, you can get to the madrega of the kos chamishi. However, it could be that bizman hazeh we're not in a madrega anymore, and therefore we don't have a kos chamishi. But the kol shel aliyah, where you have to be on a madrega, we have to be mechake with the yaso. We should all be zoche in the schus of our amuna, in Eliyahu Hanavi, and in Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, that we should see his coming, the Meheir B'Yameinu, Amen B'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest friends.